today's date, September 9th. 9th, right? September 9th, 2018. This is Mark. I'm sitting in Japan, in the prefecture of Yamanashi Prefecture, at the
Hotarakashi
Onsen. Yeah. I'm sitting at the Hotarakashi Onsen with Miyako.
Hello.
And just so you can get some picture, first we took a picture, yes. So I can put that when you're playing this podcast on your phone. If you look right now, if you're driving, don't look. It's dangerous. But if you're on a train or just sitting maybe in another nice place, you can look at your phone and you'll see this photo. So that what you should see is Mount Fuji way in the distance, but also not so far away, looking at us. And we're sitting facing Mount Fuji, also facing the city of... what city? It's Kofu?
Kofu.
Oh, that's Kofu. Oh, okay. I thought it was Yanamashishi.
Mm.
No, it's Kofu.
A bit far.
Oh. So all this in a valley. So we're up on a mountain. And if I look right, the mountain is covered in green trees. It's beautiful. It makes me want to touch them. And then way out there in the valley is Kofu. And then immediately after Kofu, there's again the mountains. And above all the other mountains, there's Mount Fuji that is showing itself today for half the day. And Miyako, what are your earliest memories of this place?
Well, it was 20 years ago.
Yeah. What do you remember best? Good memories.
Mount Fuji.
Yeah?
It was a beautiful Mount Fuji.
Yeah.
And also the very nice onsen.
Yes.
That was a first impression.
Yeah.
It was really beautiful view.
So I always have to remind, because I didn't know years ago what an onsen was. Mm-hmm. Many people still don't. It's a good secret.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people it's a natural bath, but how would you describe it in English?
An onsen is a hot spring.
Hot spring.
It comes from the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
And what's interesting is we've just said there's so many mountains here, but this hot spring 20 years ago didn't exist. I mean, it was under us.
Yes.
So there's hot springs all over this area, maybe.
Down the mountain, there's the hot springs area from long time ago,
mm-hmm.
more than, really years ago.
Yeah.
Then, well, because there is a hot spring area,
mm-hmm.
maybe they thought maybe here up the mountain, they could also get hot spring.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah. And so they tried and
they
were right.
Yes, it came up.
Yeah. And so it starts with something small, just a
yes.
one bath.
It's a very small and covered with the sheet, let's say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's for the private or friends
mm-hmm.
at the beginning.
Yeah.
Then after that, because people talk about here and everybody wants to come up.
Yes.
To take a bath with a view of the Fuji.
Yes.
So then my uncle start to open it.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, so I've now been for a few baths. Mm-hmm. I got here yesterday, and I can tell you that so there's the men's area and women's area, and in the men's area, well, I know the men's area, but it should be the same on the women's side. There's two pools, or even pool isn't the good word. It's there's water, there's natural stones. I was laying today, or leaning back on just a natural stone, and I was thinking, I think this is good for my back. And it's very clean water, of course. And before people go in the water, they're washing themselves, and then they go in the water. And what's very nice is there are many people that just sit quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also people that bring friends.
Yes.
And they're talking. And today, especially, I saw so many children
mm-hmm.
with their dads, where
yeah.
I was. And it's so fun. I mean, the kids are excited. They like onsen. I mean,
yes.
it's because you can't, so that everybody understands, it's not a place where you swim.
No.
You sit and relax.
Yes.
But I guess even for kids, this can be fun.
Yes, it's very much fun.
Yeah.
And normally in onsen, at many places, they they don't want to have a babies or, you know, under ages without diapers.
Okay. Oh,
you see?
Okay.
But here it's all free. So everybody can come. And even the tattoos who has the tattoos,
I saw that. Yeah.
They can also come in.
Yes.
There's no limit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
it's also very interesting that this place starts from something small, becomes something very big. And when I sit with you, just walking around or sitting, having a meal, we meet so many people from your family.
Yes, yes. So all the family are working here. I mean, not all, but yeah, many of them. Yes. Yeah.
All year round, is this where they are? Or is this some of the year? Winter?
No. They always be here.
Okay.
Yeah. And the onsen is 365 days open. So no day off. So, you know,
Yeah,
people are working there. And my cousins, they are also working here.
Yes.
My brothers. And yeah.
Yeah.
Many of them.
Yeah. I guess it's quite, I mean, there are many types of jobs in Japan today. But the one that I always get told about in Tokyo is this sort of office jobs, big companies, many people, long hours, right? And it's interesting because there's another type of job in this country still, of course, and that's a small business, family business, and yeah, not an office, right? In this case.
No, not an office, no.
Yeah. Is life very different between you work in Tokyo, you're in an office, and then you have your friends and family who are out here? They're in nature. Do you find you still have many things in common, or is it a very different?
Well, the working hours are not very much different because they work here also the shift now. Eh?
Yes.
The before, because not so many people are working, they're working like they gain the money, but salaries, but like volunteer as well.
Yeah.
You know, they do anything what they need to do.
Right.
But in the office, you have your job, you have your task, you know, and you don't go too far. I mean, you help each other, of course, in the office as well, but you have your own property or, I mean, you shouldn't go out so much,
Right.
Otherwise, it will make problems in office.
Yes.
But here, you do what you can do.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. And also, not everybody is perfect, so sometimes you need help. And they just help.
Yes.
You know, that's...
Is that then harder in the office if you need help to ask for it?
Now, sometimes, because it's a... If the task is completely different, then they have their own department. Then it's sometimes it's... Well, because this is not my job or, you know, this help happens sometimes.
Yes.
Eh? And also, I once experienced... I was doing like some other department's work because they needed help. So I was just, without thinking, I was just helping because I could do too.
Yes.
This job, yeah. But then one day somebody in the office came to me and she told me that is not your job, so you shouldn't have done it. You see?
Yes.
So I said, well, but...
Yeah,
you know,
it needed.
Yeah, it needed. So then she said, well, then you have to, the boss in other department has to ask the boss in my department and talk.
Yes.
And if your boss sent me to in that department, it's okay.
Then it's okay. You have to do it the official way.
Yeah.
Very official, yeah.
But that surprised me, actually.
Yes.
I was never in that world before. So I thought, why cannot do... I cannot do what I can do or what they need to help.
Yeah.
But that's sometimes how it works in the office.
Yeah. There's a lot of this is how it works. And many countries have the culture of this is how it works here. But some countries are perhaps more flexible and then some aren't. And actually interesting that, so Miyako, you lived some of your life in the Netherlands. Also a country that has a lot of this is how we do it, but somehow different from Japan.
It's different.
In your years in the Netherlands, when it comes to how people are, what did you What did you like and really like understand, maybe different from Japan, maybe similar, but what was it that you liked about people, or perhaps also what confused you about people?
Well, they are very kind and they are very helpful and they are very helpful. The neighbors are very helpful. Well, at least I experienced a lot because I couldn't speak any English, any Dutch, nothing, only Japanese. And I was living in a village.
Yes.
And in the village, even a supermarket, nobody spoke English at that time.
Right, right.
And I wrote down the like vegetables names in Dutch.
Yes.
And I go to the vegetable shop.
Yeah, vegetable shop.
Yeah. And then the man, the owner, he takes book with him, writing in English with the pictures of the vegetables.
Yeah.
So we exchange the names of the vegetables in Dutch and English.
Through one step,
And sometimes in Japanese, he asks me how it says in Japanese.
Right. Yeah.
So that's really, maybe small village, they really are helpful.
Yeah.
But I once experienced that some small boy threw the stone to me and he yelled at me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, also in a village, a Jap.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Because they're also the, they had a grandfather, grandmother experienced the World War,
you know?
Yeah. And then they had a hard time in Indonesia.
Oh, okay.
Because of Japanese colony at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But then that was one experience.
Yeah.
And I got shocked, but I could understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, that's what it happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
But then the most of the time, they were very, you know, kind and happy. And they were, I remember that people are always laughing and family were quite together.
Mm-hmm.
They're very, you know, like 5:30, father come home and have a dinner together.
Yes.
That was not common in Japan then. So it was very, very nice part that family get together and they talk and talk.
Yes. Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
It's not only the stupid things, but also the politics and also the life and the future and those kind of things.
I mean, families in Japan get together a lot, I think. No? Oh.
Well.
Weekends?
Now, you know, the Japanese fathers are quite busy, right?
Right.
If they work in office.
Yeah.
Then it's a many, you can see the many people like mother and children.
That's true. I know a lot of mother and children.
But not whole family. But they are not single.
No.
Their father is there, but father is just sleeping maybe.
Yes.
Or playing golf or working.
Yes.
You know, he does his hobbies, maybe.
Still has hobbies. That's pretty good. I thought he couldn't have a hobby because he's working. But
no, but then off time, he doesn't take care of the family, but he does his hobby.
Yes.
You know?
I felt like when I went to a baseball game, I was seeing a lot of men's hobbies.
Yeah. But then nowadays, they are changing.
Mm.
I think new generation.
Yep.
They are more helpful.
Yeah.
The man takes care of the children, their own children. So
changing.
Mm-hmm. But at that time, like 32 years ago, when I saw that family time in Holland, I got shocked a bit because I didn't know such a normal life, let's say.
Right.
Well, my family are not the businessman, so my father is not businessman.
Oh.
So it was a bit different from the other people in Japan well.
Your family's very
but
unique.
but it's also different from Holland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I've learned, Miyako, is, and your family's very interesting. there are lots of reasons for it, but there is a tradition there of sometimes living together, working together. A lot is shared.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's fantastic.
that's true. Yeah. our family are quite close. I mean, even we are living each other for 10 years or 20 years, whatever.
Yeah.
When we get together, we can just know. Mm-hmm. We can talk. I mean, even the cousins and aunt and uncle and everybody.
Yeah.
It's like we were family, but we are living really apart. Everybody was living apart. And once we get together, we are like always together.
Yeah.
But because that is probably because of my grandfather, that we all respect our grandfather. He was a great man. And that respect we are, we always have. I mean, my cousins as well.
Yeah.
So that helps. And my father also, I think. He, when he says something, they will listen. I mean, my cousins and my, of course, my sisters and brothers also listen to him, what he's mean, what he's saying, you know?
Yeah.
And the most of the time he's right.
And you know it. Yeah, your father also had this interesting tradition that maybe he's not the only one in the family, but of doing things for others.
Yes.
Not outside of work. Something there, something in his...
Yeah, spirit, yeah, let's spirit say, yeah.
The word. Right.
That is just also from my grandfather. I think my grandfather was really that person.
Yeah?
And he learned from him. Yeah.
You described it as balance, seeking balance,
yes.
Which is very interesting, this idea that it's just naturally wanting a balance. And so that balance should be, as you put it, both you may breathe, not breathe, well, yeah, you breathe out, you breathe in, you give, you take, this sort of...
Well, you know, that's like, you keep a balance is like, how you keep the balance is you... try to match them, the opposite side. Let's say, if you want to take a grass, you have to open your hand, and you have to, you know, just carry them. Yeah.
Yes.
And well, there's a one good expression that my grandfather always talk is that let's think about the tennis play.
Oh.
Yeah. There is against you. One person is sitting at standing overside, and you're here.
Yep.
You hit the ball. If you think this is the opposite side is enemy, and what they have is a dirty thing, you know. Well, because he hit the ball, this ball is dirty, and you don't hit. You don't hit back because it's dirty.
Okay.
Then you lose.
You lose. Okay.
But then, you... How do you say that?
That's interesting. So if you hit back, you have to hit back. Yeah.
You know.
The tennis...
the opposite side person is not your enemy. So it's always, you have to climbing the mountain.
Ooh.
In one mountain. There are many ways to go up.
Right.
So you have to think things like that. There is a many, many ways of thinking.
Yes.
So then you have to imagine. You have to imagine how the other people thinks about.
Yeah.
And you have to understand why they think like that. So that's if you understand, you will knock your head. That's why.
Okay, so you reach somewhere.
So then you don't get angry even it's a completely different.
Right.
But then you just.
Yeah. That reminds me of people with their children, especially I think babies. But you know how baby cries and people always say, "Oh, I know what this is." Even though if I were there, I'm just seeing a baby crying.
Yeah.
But they know all the possible reasons. And many parents want to know. What the child, even though it's just a very young baby, communication is
maybe
difficult.
Maybe hungry or...
Yeah, so that you try to like understand, which is always fascinating, what does a baby know? And we know a lot now, right? And people read books and ask questions.
Yeah.
But everybody wants to know, even though it might be annoying at some moment, baby's crying, you know, but okay, why is the baby crying? If I know, maybe I can do something, maybe I can help, but I want to know. Anyway, I mean, this, that reminded me of that.
Yeah. Well, my grandfather was always saying that to do everything, to use everything your what you can, yeah, to do the people.
Yeah.
Like your energy or your money or your mind or idea or whatever you can share.
Yeah.
You can do to the people, for the people. It's important to give.
Yeah.
Not to think to take.
Yeah.
Or get it back.
Yeah.
So only giving is important.
Mm-hmm.
If you give everything, then without knowing, things will come. Like if you breathe it out, the air is going out from your body, then without knowing it, the air comes in.
Yeah.
Well, that's because he got ill. Like, what was the name of, again?
Tuberculosis.
Yeah. So, at a long time ago, it was the really death.
Many people died. Yeah.
The illness. But then, at that time, everybody tried to take fresh air to
heal.
Yeah. But then he thought opposite, because the God make your nose and mouth and everything, so air will come in. So you don't have to take all the time. If you take to up there, you cannot take anymore, right?
Right.
But if you breathe, if you take it out, if you give it out all, you can give it out, then it's, without knowing, it comes in. So then he thought, well, that's important. We don't need to take fresh air. We can just give away all things.
Yes.
So then he starts give everything away, clothes and everything, whatever he has. And he had only, you know, like one clothes all the time and so. And yeah, and his life was always like that. If he gets some money from somebody, he gives it to the people who need it. It's not like, just giving, but there is just somebody, he meets somebody who need, then he give it.
Yeah.
You see? Well, he did all the time like this.
Yeah.
So after sometimes, it's like when he needs something, like, well, he needed to pay a check or something. He didn't have a money.
Right.
But in the morning, somebody will bring the money, you know, without asking anything. That's happened many times,
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But by the time he's giving, he never thought it to give it back, get it back. That's not the way, not in that way.
Right.
It's just only think about to give it away all.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the idea, let's say.
Yeah.
And then that is also the balance.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have what you don't need to have.
Right.
But you will naturally or without knowing, you will get when you need it.
Oh,
that is important, you know. That is, if,
I like that, yes. And you find that in a lot of different areas like philosophy, religion, even just somebody who's lived a long life. This often comes back, this idea.
Yeah,
so
I think
so. It's kind of universal. But at the same time, I think there are many people, and maybe we see them every day. I think I do, just passing me on the street. I don't know about in Japan, but definitely back in Holland and back in the U.S., everywhere. You know, we don't live by that principle, or many people don't live by that principle anymore. They think if they give, they will lose everything. They think that someone is out to take. Someone is fooling them, right? And, so it's interesting because we have those, that way of thinking, and we also have the way of thinking of your grandfather that has been passed on, and that also exists in our world. It's hard to see in the near future which one will become the, you know, the way. Some will say, just, you know, pessimist, they will say, oh, because of economics and everybody's leaving their families to go find money somewhere, then they also leave behind such principles. But I don't know. Then I come here and it's 2018, mm-hmm. and I see that, you know, your grandfather's spirit is still, I think it's still here.
Yeah, yeah. I think so.
And it lives in a modern world. Mm-hmm, it doesn't, mm-hmm. you know, it's,
well, but yeah. it's, I think because of this modern world, this way of thinking is, I think, neat.
Yeah.
Because I think also for the work, work in Japanese, hataraku. Hataraku meaning is the different meaning. Is that hataraku is other people to make other people relax and, you know, good. Mm-hmm. But then, so why we work is that work to make other people good.
Hmm. Okay.
Not because my life to make a good. You see, but
yeah.
if everybody work like this way, mm-hmm. then everybody will be happy.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
So they're working for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And which need it.
Yes.
Especially in this world, I think.
Yeah.
Because nowadays the people are more selfish, self-distance and
yes.
defending.
Yeah. Defensive of themselves.
Yeah.
Of their what they have.
Uh-huh.
Their ideas. Mm-hmm. Everything. You.
But you cannot have it all. Mm. When you die, you cannot have anything.
No.
No money. Nothing.
Right.
You see.
That's right. Yeah.
So you just use it. Then you will leave your good manners or your good activities behind you.
Yeah.
So then your children or grandchildren, they learn from it, and they will get other people's support as well, because you support other people,
and
they will help your children, your grandchildren. You know.
Yeah. Very
the things works like that.
Yeah.
That was I also believe. Mm-hmm. Since I was seeing my grandfather, grandmother, and my parents,
yes,
from my very
young age,
you know,
right?
Young age,
yeah.
And what they were doing for the other people,
yes.
So they were very busy. They were almost never home. Mm. Not like business.
Not like
working
that.
People.
No, right.
But, you know, in the middle of the night, they get telephone, need some help, yeah. they just go, yeah. you know?
Yeah.
But then sometimes I was really like, why my parents are not home all the time? But then somehow I also understood
yes.
that is how they work, how they live. And that was how I am protected.
Yes. Yeah.
In the way.
Yeah.
I feel also I was protected in any time.
Ah, right.
Their
actions, you've said this to me yesterday, I think, that the sort of, it comes back to not only you, the person, but the next generation, so to speak.
Yes,
you,
yes.
Like you said, you're also protected. You're also receive for what's been given. And,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So I've been to so many places. When I was in Holland, I went to Africa, I went to Europe, and I went to there and so. And there could be many accidents, many difficulties and so. But I never felt so dangerous or whatever. Mm-hmm. I always felt easy, like I was very confident that I'm protected, you know?
Yes.
So people says when you hear the news of the airplane was going down and this and that, it's terrible. And it's, I feel really very sorry.
Yeah.
But I don't worry that before I go into the airplane because it doesn't help.
That's right.
Yeah. Even you worry or you don't worry, if it happens and if you have to be there, you are there.
You are there, right.
That is,
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
It's, And you still can meet many people who do the opposite. They think, I won't fly.
Because of that.
Because it'll happen to me, right?
Yeah. But if you think that way, maybe it could be.
Right, but you're missing out on a whole world and a life, really.
Yeah. And you cannot stay always at home.
Right.
If you think that car accident is dangerous, so you don't want to go out, you are in a car, in a house, but maybe your house is hit by car.
Or earthquake. We can make a big list. Yeah, it's
anything.
True. It's right. It's the idea. I also used to have this idea sometimes that one way I don't fail is don't try. If I don't try, then I can't fail and I'll feel fine. Right.
But it's then you don't learn anything.
Nothing.
And you cannot still experience anything and so on.
Yeah. And things can still happen. I mean, life still goes whether you can try to resist.
But, I think so. Yeah.
It's very interesting. I was listening to there's this whole interview, a series of interviews with an old professor who was dying and he knew it. And a student was with him and the student asked for all his advice. What can you tell me that I really need to know? And he's an American. I don't know if that matters, but it was part of his sort of, he said, we have this philosophy in our country and maybe beyond that's like, you're responsible for yourself. Take care of yourself. Don't be a bad person. You're responsible. And he said, but I've learned, actually, if we really wanted to do life right, is that we should be responsible for each other.
And he
kept saying it. And it's interesting because when he said it, I realized you never hear things like that. I grew up in the U.S. No one says we should be responsible for one another. No one would say, you know what really makes life good?
Yeah.
Look out for one another. I mean, some religions say it, but very few people in everyday life actually think that way. The dominant thinking or the one that keeps getting is just the simple one, be responsible for yourself. If you break a rule, you're in trouble. If someone else breaks a rule, you don't have to worry, right? So if you don't drop garbage on the floor, but if you see someone else's garbage, people leave it all the time.
That's right.
So it was an interesting thing because here is a man who has lived life, a long life, and learned a lot. And one of his things was, we should be responsible for one another.
Yeah.
It would be a better life.
If you live like that, there will be no war.
Yeah, well, yeah, also.
Yeah.
Also, because you wouldn't let that happen to another human.
No, that's right. Yeah. That's important, I think.
Yeah. And as we talk, the mountain becomes kind of blue. And the sort of shadow falls because the sun has gone behind another mountain. And we have many crows, I think. Yeah, they're talking. So they can be part of the interview. Miyako, it's been such a huge pleasure to be here. It's sometimes overwhelming because you're going to go in a little while and I'm so thankful and I don't know. I knew it was going to be nice to meet you, but it's been really special. I don't know, friends, if you could be here, you would all just stop and stare and sit and relax because it just feels natural. So thank you so much.
No, I'm glad that I could come. So I could meet you, and I'm very happy, and I'm so thankful to Even, who sent you here.
Yes.
And I'm sorry I couldn't explain very good, but it was really very pleasure to talk to you.
My pleasure as well. And when people come to Japan, we will we'll put a link because I know there's a website, and then maybe we'll make new friends and connect more people.
Yes, please do that. Yeah.
Share,
This place is really very good to relax. And away some, I think.
I think so too. Learn things about yourself and others here, I think. Well, thank you so very much, Miyako.
Thank you so much, Mark.